The Rift Drifter, Episode 5, The Toll of the Bell. Greetings. I have started this recording because I am experiencing a very strange phenomenon. Usually, when I pilot the asteroid towards the various portals I travel through, I have complete choice. I see a portal that I think is interesting and go on through. However, in this case, it seems that control has been wrested away from me. It is as though there is some unexplained force pulling me toward a particular portal. I've never really been one to argue with fate, so if this is where I am to explore, so be it. And whatever force is acting upon my asteroid, I will have to get to the bottom of. I'm getting pulled in closer and closer, and through the portal I can see rolling hillsides, highlands with lush grass, and a very significant mountain. I am going through the portal now.
Attention. Please bring your toll to the base of the mountain by the next full moon. Your cooperation is most gracious.
Arrived in a field. I can see there are strange shimmers in different areas of this field, as though they are being affected by different forces. I can see a woman in a green robe who is wandering around as though lost. I think I should approach her. Greetings. I'm Feldspar the Wizard. I'm sorry to have startled you.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
I came through a portal from space.
Oh, sounds legit. I'm so lost, sir. I'm trying to find my memories.
Your memories?
Yeah, you see, with all these crazy force fields and magnetic fields in general everywhere, sometimes your memories get lost.
Magnetic fields? That would explain why I was drawn towards this portal, perhaps.
Gotta be very careful where you walk, Mr. Wizard. What was your name?
Feldspar.
Feldspar.
And what is your name?
Oh, I'm Farron.
Pleased to meet you, Farron.
Farron? Well, I used to be Farron of the Mountain. You see, I used to live up there.
That mountain?
Yeah, that big mountain up there. There's a bell at the top of the mountain. It's our most important relic here. But I don't live there anymore. I can't remember why. I don't know why I'm not there anymore.
I have never known magnets to take memories before.
Yeah, you just walk through the wrong area. Those patches over there, they're the memory fields. And you could lose your memories. And then there's certain areas where you could try to gain a memory, but it'll take something from you.
How interesting. I can see in the distance there are some iridescent bubbles. Are those the memories?
Yeah, the floating bubbles. But the problem is I don't know which one's mine.
And I suppose things could go very wrong if you were to get the wrong one, or if more memories were to be taken from you.
Yeah, the more memories that they take from you, the more you forget things. You get your brain all scrambled and
that
muddled
adds up.
And yeah, pretty much. I just don't even know anymore.
Well, perhaps I might be able to use some of my magic to peer inside these memories, see if I can see one that might fit you.
That would be amazing. If you could help me find my memory, then maybe I could know why I'm not up on the mountain anymore with my family.
It's truly strange. Tell me about your family as we walk.
Well, you see, they're known as an elite group of toll makers. They live up on the mountain. And there's this bell. And every time they ring the bell, you can make a proclamation to the people. And the people will listen. It's pretty amazing. They pretty much do anything you say when you ring that bell. It's kind of cool.
Well, that worries me somewhat.
Ah. Does it?
Well, I don't know that anyone should have that kind of power. There are types of magic that I'm aware of that will force others to do your will, but I never use them.
Who are you?
I'm Feldspar the Wizard. We've just met, and I think your memories may still be... Oh, in fact, yes, I think the memory of us meeting has just floated out of your head.
Oh, you're a strange man in a purple robe. Stranger danger.
No, I may be able to fix this. I just reach over to the bubble and... Uziga.
Oh, you're Feldspar the Wizard.
I'm Feldspar the Wizard.
You're helping me.
Well, that helps. We know how to get them back in now, at least.
Oh, that's good. What was I saying?
You were telling me about your family.
Oh, that's right.
You said that they were toll makers. Is that toll because of the bell, or because people have to pay a toll?
Well, really, it's both. They will toll the bell, ask for something, and the people will give it. It was pretty good living up there. I had a pretty sweet life.
You don't think there's anything wrong with that?
Ah, maybe. There's a hole in my brain where I feel like maybe there's something wrong with it. Maybe a donkey and a unicorn should go have a party. I just don't know anymore.
I think both could be true.
Yeah.
There's something wrong, and a donkey and a unicorn definitely should have a party.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I've noticed something, Theron, and that's that my feet haven't been on the ground for the last 20 meters.
Oh, you're going through a low gravity patch.
Is that to do with the magnetic fields as well?
Oh, yeah. It's all random here. Sometimes you'll go through a patch and you'll be super light, like a feather. And then next time, suddenly you'll be as heavy as an elephant with a mammoth on its back wearing a backpack of boulders.
That's very, very heavy.
It would be really heavy. It's quite hard to move. Sometimes you get trapped, and then you just have to wait till the force field shifts again. They call it the starfish of glue to the ground.
Has your world always been like this? It seems to be rather chaotic.
I don't know. That's all I can remember. I don't even remember how many moons there are, or how old I am, to be honest. How old do you think I look?
I'm very bad at judging faces. How old do you think I am? Older.
62?
Older.
Older.
I'm very old.
Oh.
I'm a wizard.
Oh, 162.
Older.
6200?
That's it.
I'm good at that. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there is something wrong with the way that the world works at the moment. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast. I think it was eggs.
Well, let us venture into these memory fields and see if we can find something that might be your lost memories.
Yeah. I'd love to find out why I'm not up with my family anymore. Why I'm stuck down here. It's pretty amazing. That bell has been there. Apparently, I was having a great conversation with a tiny human person over there, and they were saying that bell has been there before any of us have been here. It's so, so old. It's pretty amazing. And I'd love to see it, but I kind of am not even allowed to go up anymore.
It could be the relic of a long-lost civilization. Precursor to yours.
Ah. Oh. Well, yeah, sometimes people talk about a civilization that was here before us, but they're not here anymore.
So you are not allowed up the mountain? Is it something that the tollmakers restrict completely? No one else is allowed to go up there?
No, you're only allowed to go up once when you turn 15. It's a rite of passage. It's pretty hard though, because the gravity gets heavier and heavier the higher you get up. So by the time you get to the top, you're feeling like baby elephant with a tiny mammoth and one boulder on its back. And then you get to ring the bell and make the proclamation.
What happens if you are unable to make it up the mountain?
Well, I don't know. I don't see those people again.
I see. Well, I can see that there are many memories around here. I seem to be able to peer into them slightly and get an inkling of what they're about.
Gotta be careful you don't get the wrong memory, Mr. Wizard.
I will make sure I don't give you the wrong memory. I can see that they are all different ages, some from aeons past.
Oh yeah, they say, apparently, in the memory fields, there's an area where the oldest of memories are kept. I reckon they'll be from those ancient folk. And that is the most dangerous area, because if you try and get one of those memories, you'll definitely lose one of your own.
I'm very, very intrigued as to what these memories might contain. Sounds almost like a sacrifice I'd be willing to make.
Oh, is there things you want to forget?
Yes, there are. But no, I must not forget them.
Yeah, it's not fun not remembering things.
That's not what I meant, but that's beside the point. We should focus on your memories. Tell me more about your home up the mountain, so I might be able to identify it or find something familiar.
Well, I only remember small parts because it's all very scrambled, but up on the mountain there was lots of light. It was very beautiful. You could see all the valleys and the rolling hills and rocks around the area, the memory fields, spectacular views. And every morning, when you first wake up and the sun would hit the mountain, it would reflect off the bell. It was very old, bronze, and some fancy word for green stuff, verdigris, the green stuff on the bell. And it would shimmer everywhere. And there was only a small amount of us that lived up there. I can remember maybe 8 people. They're an elite group. And we
so
had
you've said.
Plenty of food. It was amazing, it just kept coming.
You don't think that it kept coming because people kept giving it to you? Because you demanded it?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember how the food got there.
I'm worried that once you recall this memory, you may not feel as good about your family.
Oh. Well, I don't even really remember who they are anyway, so I feel like it can't be that much worse. I had an uncle, Stevius.
Do people ever force others to lose memories?
I think they can. I might have seen it happen once.
You don't think your family might have done that to make you forget something important?
Maybe. I might have known something I wasn't meant to, or maybe they just didn't like me. I couldn't really be either of those.
Yes. All right, I think I have narrowed it down. There are many, many bubbles that have passed, some hundreds of years old. I can see one that I am getting a sense is fairly fresh. It shows the bell as you've described it. It's a beautiful creation, enormous and covered in some sort of mural, like a story of long ago. But it's very worn, it is hard to make out the details. Yes, I believe I see you in this memory.
Oh, that's like that could be the memory that I lost.
Are you sure you would like to recall this?
Yes. Yes, I need to remember.
Very well. Step into this bubble. Are you okay, Farron?
Oh, it's all coming back to me. They took so much. There was so much I didn't know.
Oh. What do you remember?
I found out something I shouldn't have known. Oh, I was always a bit of a rebel up there. I was always wanting to know more. One day, I decided to go where I shouldn't. Those fields with the ancient civilization's memories.
Yes.
I sacrificed a memory. Thankfully, it was just about primary school and a teacher I didn't really like very much. I was actually.
But you have primary school here.
Oh, you've got to be educated.
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
But then I gained one of the memories of the ancients, and I realized the bell wasn't made to be used in the way we've been using it. And it's meant to actually be used to keep our world in balance. That's why it's been so chaotic. It's why there's all the issues with the gravity and the force fields.
And the memory taking.
And the memories coming out of people's heads. I think you ring the bell 4 times fast, 3 times slow, and 1 time as loud as you can. And then that sets the world back in balance. But it also means that the elite tollmakers would lose their power. They would not be able to make any more proclamations once the world's back in balance, so...
And Farron, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That's what I wanted. I wanted the world back in balance. I even wanted that creepy primary school memory back. I wanted everyone to remember who they were. I tell you, Mr. Wizard, when you're walking around...
Please, Feldspar.
Feldspar. I'm sorry, we're not on a...
We're not in primary school anymore.
Feldspar. When you're walking around and you see everyone and they look lost and confused and they get all mixed up and they just give you all their things, you realise that's not right.
No, it isn't.
I'm remembering now a conversation I had with my brother, Isit. And I told him I was going to do it. I was going to reset the bell. And then we could always remember and have a decent level of gravity. And then when you die, your most important memory becomes a bubble. And it goes into the field of remembrance. That's how our world's meant to be.
Yes.
But Issa didn't like that. He told Uncle Stevius and the rest of them. And they took my memory and they threw me down here.
I am so sorry that you were betrayed by the people closest to you.
Wait,
what sausage roll?
A proper sausage roll.
Oh, you rolled like a sausage.
Down the hill,
Yes, of course.
Quite a way.
Well, I believe that we must set this right. Are you ready to make one last journey up the mountain?
I don't know if my cardio's that good, sir.
Well, I'm very, very old, so we'll both be struggling.
All right. I tell you, it's not easy, but if you're prepared, with a wizard by my side this time, maybe we'll be able to get to the bell, we'll be able to ring it, and set the balance and the force fields back the way it's meant to be.
It is truly an honourable thing that you are doing.
Yeah, I didn't know I was such a good person.
Yes,
well... This whole time I just thought I was a bit of an average loser that no one wanted to hang out with.
Well... As we're climbing up, yes, it is difficult to make a stand against things that are wrong. And I am one who should have done that. My world, my original world, was destroyed because I just let things continue in the way that they were going.
Oh,
not so different from these tollmakers who are controlling everything at the expense of so much.
Well, that's mighty sad. Where's your home now?
I just live on a rock in space.
A space rock?
Yes.
It's nice. Is it a nice rock?
I spend a lot of my time traveling through portals and helping folks like you.
Oh, well, it's very lucky you came here. I could have been wandering around for weeks.
Yes.
You actually don't know how long I've been wandering around for. Might have been a while.
From the side of the mountain, I can truly see some of the chaos that this has wrought. The pockets of strange gravity have created cracks in the ground.
You can see some floating animals over there.
Yes, they're not meant to float.
I said that it's quite fun for them. But they need to be on the ground.
Yes.
You see over there, look, someone got trapped.
Oh.
The starfish.
Yes. The gravity's really picking up now.
I think we're about at twice body weight, but we're only halfway.
How do you find the will to continue as a 15-year-old?
Well, you have to train rigorously. To be honest, that's most of what primary school is for us.
Right, training for the mountain climb.
Training for the biggest mountain climb of your life.
Well, after this, once everything is reset, you might have to educate yourselves in different ways. It will no longer just be about climbing the mountain to lend your voice to this chaos.
Yeah.
If you want to be heard, you'll have to find a different way. Through your actions, like what we're doing now.
Maybe I could be a musician and I could sing, or I could be a farmer, or I could be an inspirational speaker.
Yes.
Give TED Talks.
You could be a wizard. You've got the robe for it.
You reckon?
Yes.
That would be mighty cool. Whoa, it's got heavier again. Gravity's picking up. Ooh.
Hold on to me.
Can you, piggyback me?
I'm not doing too well. Have you seen how skinny my legs are?
You paid 6,200 years to train for this.
That's not what I've been doing.
What are you doing on your planet?
I don't have one. Just over this ridge.
You can see it.
Must stay quiet. There doesn't seem to be anyone guarding the bell right now.
Yeah, they only make proclamations at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Right, and it's not that now.
It's like 2 o'clock.
Right, well, of course you'll remember the specific amount of rings that you had to make.
Yeah.
It was,
I think it was
four
times
fast,
three
slow, and then one as loud as you can. Okay, good. All right. Good, we haven't stumbled into another memory field.
Yeah. All right.
Now,
shall we do it?
This will change everything.
I think it's for the better.
That is a choice you must make for yourself.
My family's gonna be mighty mad at me. But kind of dicks, so I say we do it.
I will not do it. This is all yours.
Okay. Alright, I'll just pick up the official rod of bell ringing.
Of course, that is what it's called.
Yep. Here I go. Four fast. Three long. One really loud.
Oh, I can see. Oh, that animal that we talked about before is falling. No matter. Oh, look.
It's okay, it was a cat. And it landed on four legs.
The bubbles. The bubbles are popping.
Look, that person that was stuck starfish to the ground is getting back up.
I'm finally free. I'm finally free.
I can see energies flowing to people on the ground. You have reset all of the memories.
Oh, getting some more of mine back.
I can...
Oh, that primary school one's not great, but...
Feeling lighter.
Oh, the mountains. The gravity's resetting on the mountain, even. Oh. Wow.
Are you ready for what comes next?
Well, I guess probably got about 45 minutes till my family come try ring the bell, though they may have noticed the change already.
You know this to be the right thing.
Yeah. Fastest way to get down the mountain. Before they get back here. Got a sausage roll.
All right. Let's sausage roll down the mountain.
Will you sausage roll with me?
I will.
Food spa.
Feldspar.
Feldspar.
Yep, your memory is still not perfect, is it?
That one's still coming through to me.
All right, all right. Oh, down. Oof. Oh, it's going to be so rocky. Down we go. Wow, that was fast.
Ooh, yeah, I told you, fastest way down.
Well, I must leave you now.
Well, I guess we've got to figure out our new way of life.
Yes.
But now that we can all remember, I think we've got a far better chance than when we couldn't.
Knowing what is the right thing and doing it, even if it may cost you, is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I know that you have the mark of true leadership.
I may have sacrificed my relationship with my family, but I've found myself. I've made a wizard friend. And I think the world's going to be a better place.
Then I will leave you.
You going back to your space rock?
Yes.
Well, if you ever want to visit, you know where to find me.
Yes, and if you ever wish for some wizardly training, I will find you.
Sounds like a plan.
Goodbye, Farron.
Goodbye, Feldspar.
Oh, you got it.
Oh.
All right.
Memory's back.
Yes, indeed. Though it may take sacrifices, when wrongful things are happening, if you are aware of them, you must take a stand. Goodbye. I will end the recording now.
Drifter was produced by Callum Stephen and Kieran Sill and edited by Callum Stephen. Our world-building process was inspired by the role-playing game Questlandia by Hannah Schaefer and Evan Rowland. Feldspar the Wizard was played by Kieran Sill, who performs improv comedy regularly with the court jesters.
Theron the Amnesiac was played by Riley Harter, an educator and performer at the court theatre.
This week's musician was Callum Stephen. More episodes of The Rift Drifter can be found each month wherever you get your podcast from. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rift Drifter Pod, or on YouTube as Feldspar the Wizard. If you enjoyed the episode and would like to send us a small koha, go to buymeacoffee.com/riftdrifterpod. For $3 a month, you'll unlock our bonus, Opening the Rift, which is basically us explaining how we create our little world. We're grateful for all your support. Rating and reviewing us on iTunes also really helps us out.
I'll see you again in the next world. Goodbye.